commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
In this morning's commentary, I have an update on the FCC's plan to monitor newsrooms and to study the way the news is gathered. If you're going to make a bet on the arrogance of federal regulators, always take the over. Only the most tone-deaf person at the FCC could not have heard the backlash over the proposed multi-market study of critical information needs. But Commissioner Mion Kleiberg barely acknowledges that anything's amiss. She was the acting chairwoman when the study was proposed. Last week, she spoke at the Media Institute Symposium and defended the study. She said it was meant to help the commission make a sound regulatory decision. And she goes on to say the study would never, ever be a part of an effort to chill free speech. It's amazing that someone who regulates the industry that I work in could be so obtuse. First, let's look at what this study was supposed to accomplish. The FCC's stated goal was to examine barriers to minority and female ownership of radio and TV stations. Now, that's a legitimate area for regulation, although it is misguided. The biggest change in the media ownership landscape in the last 10 to 15 years is the increase in corporate ownership at the expense of mom-and-pop private broadcasters. Clear Channel, Cox, Cumulus have assembled portfolios of hundreds of stations. And since many of those corporations are publicly traded companies, the opportunities for minorities to buy a stake has never been greater. A secondary issue would be how much influence minorities and women have over what's on the air. But the content of broadcasts, aside from profanity, falls under the license holder's free speech rights. That's off limits for the FCC. So the FCC proposes to study mass media ownership by sending government researchers into newsrooms to literally be over the shoulders of reporters as the news is gathered. Well, the two topics are completely unrelated. Suppose we monitor the sex habits of teenagers because we're interested in the mating habits of giraffes, or the SAT scores of high schoolers as a link to why NASA's new spacesuits don't work. The connection is convoluted, and the methods are invasive. Two FCC commissioners have spoken publicly against this study. Ajit Pai wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, and that started the backlash. And Commissioner Michael O'Reilly issued a statement saying, "While we appreciate the chairwoman's willingness to make revisions, I'm afraid the tweaking is not enough. If any value was ever going to come of this study, that ship has sailed. It is time we cancel the CIN study for good." The study was scrapped on Friday afternoon, but that's not the real issue. This was just days away from being boots on the ground. It was supposed to start in late February. There was a very detailed 14-page outline drafted by the research team. A 60-page study syllabus was written to guide the researchers' fieldwork. There was barely a peep out of South Carolina newsrooms that were going to be visited. As best we know, they were expecting monitors to show up and were ready to work with them. Our National Broadcasters Association, the group that represents television and radio owners, issued no official guidance to its members. Fox News did some good reporting here, but the story was not robustly picked up by other media outlets, so it stayed in the right-wing anti-government sideshow. The number of individual reporters who took public positions about whether they'd cooperate with this invasive practice was also very small. Bottom line, this was a clear violation of the First Amendment, and it came very close to reality. The number of people willing to stand up against it was very small, and the FCC has learned that the broadcast industry is malleable. They've learned that the same idea could be repackaged and could become operable without much resistance.